Hello, hello, hello. I am beyond delighted to introduce to you my guest, Bridget Flynn. I met Bridget, I don't even remember all the details of when we met. It was some time ago. And she actually helped me during a really challenging time in my own life. And her gifts are beyond organizing, but she's got divine organizing. So how fun is that? And her gifts are really, it's interesting. I was talking to someone the other day, Bridget, it's so exciting to have you, about turning the molecules just a little bit. Like, I really sense that you can do that. So welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thanks, Erica. I'm really excited to be here and talking with you again, and I am doing fabulous.
Tell me where you are again. I forgot.
I'm in Connecticut.
Nice, pretty. Do you have the leaves changing colors?
They have just started to change colors. Thank goodness. I've been waiting for
Oh,
this. Yeah, it's the best time of year.
that's so beautiful. Yeah,
Yeah.
California. Well, I live on a horse ranch now, and the leaves are actually not very well behaved, and they just blow all the time.
The California leaves are pretty naughty, yes.
They're very naughty and kind of capricious.
Yeah, in their way, yes.
Their way. So, tell me about a time. I like to open with this sort of like something that kind of hurt but gave you a key learning. So, what was something that happened that was kind of like, ugh, and then later you looked back and you were like, well, that kind of taught me a lot.
Wow, that's a good question and a deep question. I would say that something that taught me a lot, relationships will always teach us a ton, right? We have them for learning purposes. And so I was deep in the throes of my business, building my business, and I was quite a workaholic. And I was dating this guy, and I was trying to maintain, friendships, and also, be deeply involved with a local nonprofit, and I was putting work before everything, even work before my own health, before my own sanity, and thinking that, yeah, thinking that's what I had to do in order to be a good organized. In order to serve my clients the best, I had to put them first, and my business first, no matter what. And clients do get top billing in my life. But I didn't have any boundaries around my business. I would say, yes, if somebody wanted to organize, at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I said yes, even though I had plans with somebody else, I would cancel those plans and say, sorry, it's work, it's business, it comes first. And it disconnected me from myself. That practice disconnected me from myself. It disconnected me from my relationships. And we are all heart beings. Love comes first. And I was not putting love first. I was putting money first. Well, I was in survival mode. So I was trying to survive, not realizing that in order to survive, you need to have those heart connections, the friendships, the romances. And so I was cutting all those out. I was a victim to what I created in my business. And
I think I remember 2004, I got my real estate license. And I remember this one guy wanted me to show him a house, and it was like weird time of day. It was just so uncomfortable, and I had like three little kids, and I just remember feeling that sense of I have to say yes all the time. And how it wouldn't build a container. Like he'd actually put holes in the container. It was so counterintuitive.
Yes, it does. It puts holes in your energy. It creates energy leaks. And from there, in learning that lesson that you learned, I learned the same lesson, and I now teach that to my clients, because you're cluttered is a huge energy drain. Not having systems is a huge energy drain.
Oh my
And
gosh, right? Because you have to always be thinking about how you're going to do it next time instead of not having to like doing it right.
Yes, and it's something as simple as not having the right place for your keys when you walk in the door. To where do you put your mail? You have kids of different ages who are all making their own lunches. How do you not have chaos in the morning but have some sense of calm? Having organizing systems really creates a lot of calm in your life and reducing the amount of clutter. I could talk for hours on the drain that clutter is in our lives. But the most we have a relationship with our clutter. We just don't realize it yet, and we haven't put boundaries around that relationship with our clutter because we're unwilling to look at it. It's like a toxic relationship, shall we say? And so, in order for any relationship to thrive, we have to have boundaries around it, and you have to, look at it face on and really deal with your clutter. What causes it? Why is it there? How come you're not looking at it? Is it something as simple as I don't have the time, or is it something deeper?
Okay,
So
now
I love getting into
let
all
me
that.
ask another question. So tell me a before and after story, like some kind of super miracle. It can be tiny or big. It does, I don't care how big it is. It can be like a little tiny miracle. But tell me something where you did something for someone and the result was just like, it kind of gave you that sense of this is why I'm doing this.
Yes, absolutely. I had a client whose life had just kind of gotten away from her. Her home had started to overwhelm her. She didn't know how it had happened, but just one day she woke up and felt really overwhelmed, and she was depressed by her environment and by her home, and really wanted to wake things up in her life. She was thinking about moving. She didn't know she wanted to move. So she hired me to come in and organize her 850 square foot home. It was a very tiny home. And so we decluttered, we organized. I sold things for her on eBay. And during that entire process, she began to wake up as a person. She began to see colors differently. She began to perceive her home differently, and she began to feel more at home. She began to feel that connection to her home again. And when you can
Ah.
feel that connection to your home, you feel connected to yourself because your home is your sanctuary. If your home does not feel like a sanctuary, then, where do you go to feel safe? Where do you go to feel to recharge your batteries? Where do you go to reflect? Where do you go to welcome people and socialize? And so she, once we started to do that for her home, she started to wake up to life again. And it was a really beautiful thing to be part of.
Okay, well, this is a pretty quick interview, so I just have kind of one more interesting question. Well, it's not that interesting, but I'm asking it, so I like it anyways. But just tell me like what you like to do for fun. Like, what does Bridget do when she's not thinking about her business and organizing things?
I love to bake and cook. I love to go out for cocktails. I love to go to beautify my own home. Those are like and go I have to go for walks. I don't do it often enough, but go hang on my friends' houses. It's very simple things that make me happy.
What
So
do you
those are
like
the
to
things.
bake? What's your favorite thing to
Oh,
bake?
I bake cookies. I bake all different kinds of cookies, and I bake them really
Oh
well.
my gosh. I would love some home-baked cookies. I used to love baking cookies, and it's been forever. You know what I love is the chocolate chip with little walnuts. Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, adding nuts to a chocolate chip recipe, cookie recipe, it adds a depth and a richness to it. You're like, yes.
I love it. I wonder sometimes, like when people, look back on their closets. I remember, I have to tell this story, Bridget. I had this nanny. She was so cool. When my kids were really little, I had them back to back, so they were 1, 2, and 3. So I had a nanny for the 2 and 3 year old. Right. And she would take them everywhere. They would go to the parks and they would go places. And then along comes number 3, and she was kind of a surprise. She was a welcome, planned, exciting Surprise, long story I won't get into here. And so I had a really high powered job. And so I brought in a second nanny.
Yeah.
And she asked me one time, she said, "Do you mind if I organize your closets?" Because she'd already organized the kitchen because the baby took a lot of naps, right? And so
Yeah.
while the baby was napping, she couldn't just sit there. I don't know why. I guess it wasn't her personality. So all the kitchens got organized, and then she just started taking on the closets one by one, and it was just so fun. And I gotta say, I don't have that organizing thing that you have, and so I'm in so awe of it. Like, I'm in so awe of it. Let's go into a little bit of like, what's the first thing someone can do if their place is kind of like out of control?
If your place is out of control, the first thing I always recommend to do is to just pick up the trash. Literally, pick up the trash. On every job that I do, I go into a room. I don't care how cluttered it is. I take the trash bag and I go in and I just take out all the old papers, all the wrappers, all the soda cans. They all just go right into the trash. And energetically, getting rid of the trash is you're getting rid of the, it's symbolic also for getting rid of the trash in your life.
There a song about that? Take out the trash. Anyways, thank you so much. How can we reach you and find out more about your beautiful business?
I love Instagram, so you can find me at Divine Organizing by Bridget. You can also email me through my website, which is bridgetflynn.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for asking me.